Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of The Afropreneur. I must say I'm so excited to have you on the show. My name is Uwemu Akwan and beside me is the lovely Blessing Abeng. So Blessing, what do we have in store for our listeners today?
Hello Afropreneurs, today we're going to be discussing a very wonderful topic that has bothered up to 80% of budding entrepreneurs. Are free services a compulsion for budding entrepreneurs?
Interesting.
Yes, you know, and so we met up with Lemi Garioko and he had a lot to share with us, and we need you to listen to him, and when you're done listening, we'll tell you our own opinion. This is Lemi.
I'm an artist, visual artist. Started out as a portrait artist, doing a little graphics, graphic designing, and I do illustrations too. It's all in the process of discovering and harnessing my entrepreneurial skills, so to speak. I guess everyone's an entrepreneur. Yeah. Everyone that has something, services to offer. Because it's a case of trading, you know, like butter. In the early times of humanity, they did battery. You have a product, I need exchange, yeah, your services, or I have a product. So we exchange. For anyone striving to be somebody in life, whatever your purpose is, the more you discover your talent, you harness it. The next thing is how to sell it, how to market it, how to make it into a service that people will require and request. In turn, you exchange that for money or any other thing. The first portrait artwork that led me to Fela, actually introduced me to Fela, was a portrait of his that I was asked to do by a journalist, Babatunde Harrison, who actually introduced me to Fela. He wanted me to have something to prove. He had spoken to Fela about me initially. So as a test, he asked me to do a portrait of Fela. Okay. So I did a portrait, and I used to do portraits then. I got paid 39. So when we got to Fela, my portrait of him, he loved the portrait, and he just instinctively brought out his checkbook and offered me 120 naira. That was four times what I earned on my portrait. But instinctively, my spirit just said to me, no, it's not about the money. My intention was to give him as a gift. At least that would start a relationship. I was surprised. So the next thing, he offered me a gate pass to come to Calcutta to his shoes free of charge. So that's how the relationship started. Probably where the mindset came from. When I was much younger, in the 60s, in Akoka, where we stayed, I remember at that point in time, my dad used to make an order for samples. They used to have a magazine that companies selling shoes or ties and hats and all that. They'll tell you to write them if you are interested in any particular one in the catalog. You put the catalog number, they send you a free sample.
Okay,
free sample. That way, my dad got many shoes, but later on, the process was tough because it was being abused. People ask for free samples, they never make to order. But you see, that's one. So it's a natural thing to do if you're starting business. You have to start by giving samples, you know, or free services just to test the market and also to prove yourself to the potential customers. So that was how I started. And that relationship with Fela is what has given me the name and pedestrian today, 40 years after.
So as a professional now, after several years of working in the market, do you still have requests from people to do free samples or free things for them?
that's the tricky one. Sometimes people, they're not asking directly for free sample. They're actually asking you to render your services for little or no pay.
Okay.
So they bring in sentiments. Sometimes they call me, Uncle, let me, Uncle. Can you do, I need an album cover, I don't have money, but I don't do free services now.
Okay.
Because I got bills to pay.
Yes,
so,
true.
And I've made a mark, I'm a brand already, so
exactly.
I don't need to give you free services. I have a process I came up with. I have three different sets of pricing
Okay.
that I do. So what I do is I'll ask, okay, are you self-sponsored?
Okay.
Have a category of price involves self-sponsorship. I know this somebody who is trying. So that's the lowest category. The next category up to scale is do you belong to an indie label? Indie, that's independent label. That's a small record label that's speaking of. Doesn't have too much funding. That's the point. Then the real record companies. So that's my highest fee.
When you initially started, you were already collecting money from people. That's 30 naira per portrait. So before you got to that point where you were collecting money.
Oh, I was doing for free.
You're doing
it? Oh, yes.
But don't you think that when people do things for free as an entrepreneur, people tend to undervalue your services? So the message is going out there, say I do something free for you now, you tell someone else, it becomes a thing of, oh, she did it free for me.
No,
and then you start going like,
no, that's expected. No, that's exploitative. It's actually stupid for people to think that way. Because any right thinking person will know that somebody who is just starting up is trying to prove his or herself. So you have to do free service at that point in time. But the moment you've done it for, you know, let's say you do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking and I mentioned that you did it for free, I'm not saying to you, you expect to get it for free. I'm using that to say the kind of good spirit you have for you to have done it for free. For example, when I started out, I was doing free.
So when did you make that decision that you wanted to get?
When that free is a sample. It's like when I said in the 60s, companies do that. Even right now, yesterday I was surprised. Oh, so they're still doing free sample thing. That sample is for you to go and check the thing out. So that point in time, you are looking for claims. You want to have a clientele list of your own. So you have to start from zero. That time you don't have any value. Until somebody else sees your work with that person you probably give for free. You understand? Or that person you give for free also happy tells, look at my logo. Somebody did this for me. You understand? If even the person says for free, the person is trying to show how good spirited you are. The next person now who needs a logo calls on that person, oh, who is that person that did your logo? Can you introduce me? That person should be stupid to me. Thinking you do it for free. What relationship do you have with him or her? You get it. So that's the first step. So it's when the first paying client happens, you have a certificate. You understand? So that's your sample. You can take it around.
So you're saying that there is actually value in doing free service?
Yes, because initially you are starting from zero value. You don't have any value. Until people see your work, they appreciate it. Then it gets to the level that somebody pays for it. It's at that point in time that you have a value. And that's when you start to know what to price.
Thank you so much, Lemmy. Actually, it was fun having you. Lastly, what advice do you have for entrepreneurs?
Yes, for entrepreneurs or even anything, any field you find yourself, it's good to learn. You need to learn that trade, you need to learn that business, you need to learn the truths of anything you want to get involved with. Because if you don't learn, you have a narrow mind. You know, that narrow, single narrow mindedness does not lead to progress. You get more frustrated because you face challenges every day.
Wow, such an insightful interview. So you've heard Lemmy speak. Blessing, what do you think?
You know, from the beginning, right, I think from the tone of my questions, you would already see that I'm not in support of free services because I feel like it doesn't apply to every industry. I mean, with the advent of social media now, you should be able to let people know what you do. I mean, see what comedians do now where you just go on Instagram and you post funny videos. Doesn't mean you now MC for free because you're trying to let people know about your
event. But that's a form of free service.
That's not a free service.
You're showing people what you do.
Mm-mm, not one person. I'm reaching out to a lot of people. I'm showing a lot of people what I do.
But that doesn't apply to every field.
It applies to a lot of
you
fields.
You might have to do some services free of charge. Let's say graphics design.
Give me a field. Graphics design, I have my Instagram page. I design my own graphics on the Instagram page.
You forget that you're designing based on the client specification. So
no,
sometimes the
clients
want to see
now.
You. Clients want to see that you can actually do things that are different. That
he should pay for it. I mean, wait, chill. I'm sorry, but if I'm a graphic designer and I'm good, or I'm trying at least to be good, I'll be doing things for KFC, I'll CC KFC, I'll do all that graphic things and then put on my Instagram page and you'll see how many likes I'll get.
But that's still free.
That's not, you're not dashing KFC and you're not telling KFC, come and take, use it.
Okay, what will you say?
Did KFC say they want to use it, they pay you.
So what do you say about musicians? So musicians should just post on Instagram, voila. So
obviously, it's the same thing. You have a YouTube channel. Sing your song, do covers. That's how Tori Kelly got popular. She was doing covers. Did she want to sing for free? I don't know.
Guess what? She probably has been singing in the pubs.
For free? Did
it? It wasn't necessary. Sometimes you have to go for shows and show off your skill.
I feel like you don't have to do everything for free. Okay, see the perfume.
Good. You don't have to do everything for free.
Yes, I feel like entrepreneurs spend a lot of money training themselves, spend a lot of money providing the first set of services they are giving. They don't have, they're not making money yet. And then you don't want to take out of the money that they don't have because you are who? And you want to make it free. No. I stand against it.
And I stand for doing free services.
Even if you're a perfume company.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
You are an app developer. You have a certain solution. Because there are so many apps available in the market, you need people to try out your stuff. So you give it out. You give a test group. Use my product
instead
for free.
Instead of going to use your products for free, why not go and work in a company where they develop apps and have it at the back of your CV that, okay, I developed app for this company. These are projects I have worked on.
They
are going to look at your portfolio.
So let's
see. The difference between an entrepreneur and a worker is that workers have CVs. Entrepreneurs have portfolios. So at the back of my portfolio, I'm going to tell them, I've done this for this brand. They're not going to ask me, where did I do it? If you ask me, where did I do it? I'll let you know where I did it. That's already spoken for me. And I was getting paid working at that company.
What time do you have to have that interaction? This is an application I'm talking about. You need 10,000 people to download it. What do you
do? Wait,
you
get an email,
you get a mailing list and you send out to them and say, okay, guys, try my app
for free.
When you try it out for free, in the next 1 week, you have to pay for so service or however your pricing model is.
I understand where you're coming from. Don't get me twisted. I understand that it's possible for you to do some kind of services for free, but you should have some sort of value at the back of your mind. That's one. Two, did you hear the story he gave of his father where he said there was a company that did shoes and they used to send people free samples? That company probably ran down because they now finally decided they can't keep doing that. People undermine the value of their services. It's more valuable when you save money to buy LV or Versace or one of those big brands. It does you somehow in your body. How I save for this thing? Than when somebody just giving you free. Do you understand? Like, there's some sort of value in your sense that you attach to something.
Based on his story, he had to do a certain service free to establish relationship. Usually, you do free services because you want to establish some sort of relationship with the client.
You're missing something. The person did not even start by telling him, do this thing for me free. He decided by himself to do it free. The guy offered him money.
But he wanted to build the relationship.
But he chose to say no.
Because we had to build the relationship.
That would have gone the other way.
Of course, it would have gone south.
He could have, exactly. So somebody would now tell him, okay, since you did this one free now, you can decide to do the next one free. You live in Africa now, you know how it is. So because you did it for Murika, tomorrow you have to do it free for Baba Sala, because even if it's 5,000, somebody will hear, oh, I paid 5,000 to make this dress, so they expect that by the time we are meeting you, we should even be negotiating 4,500. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. I think it's just unfortunate how our system is. You have to attach value for people to give some sort of value to your system.
I agree with you. You need to show that you have value.
Exactly.
Before people will be willing to pay. If you don't see the value you are selling, nobody's going to be interested in your service.
Exactly. Like look at perfume companies. They don't send you free perfume. They send you small tiny samples, maybe in those little cylindrical that you can't use for long and you just want more, or some of those little paper magazines, mm-hmm, where they have the scents attached. You get, so they're not losing so much making those. But if I send you a whole full bottle, then what do you have to want more for? So I think you should be able to give people snippets. Don't give your whole service free. Put a half to it. If you're a graphic designer, put your Shutterstock. You know how Shutterstock does it now. Exactly. You put your watermark at the bottom. Say, okay, I can do this. See it. Now, if you want it, pay for it.
Another important point we shouldn't forget is that people actually pay based on the perceived value.
Exactly.
So you might have a value on a product if they don't see that value themselves. We say, oh, I spent so producing this product. You add your cost of production to the product and say it's $50. But I, as a consumer, see is the worth to me is $20. It's a waste of time.
True.
So
very true.
That also says I should be able to sell my product or give you my product to use and understand that this is going to give you these features that I've told you it gives. And then you see that the value comes, you get that value that comes from the product and you say, okay, yeah, this $50 you see is the right price for
it. Yeah, branding is branding is a big deal when it comes to pricing your services. And one more thing I even wanted to say, it's also, do you know that thing about family and friends wanting free stuff? Because they feel some sort of entitlement.
Exactly.
I feel like if you're my friend or you're family, you should be wanting my success. Be the first customer. Invest in my business. In fact, if you're a friend, show it. If I give everybody everything free, where's the business now? Do you understand? Like that's how I see some things. I remember Ali Baba talking about this free thing, and he explained that you don't need to do free for you to make it in this life. Put a hack to the value that you have to offer and make people see that value. Offer services and put hacks to it. So, okay, I'm going to start. I'm an MC. I'll start the beginning of your... I would MC free for the first 1 hour.
Okay.
If you find it interesting enough, after that one hour, I will walk away. So you can find, maybe you can decide by yourself as the groom to come and MC the wedding.
And adding to that, you must learn to say no. You cannot give all your goods and services for free, because let's not forget that time is a resource.
What?
The time you use to produce those services, the time you use to produce those goods is a resource that you are wasting when you give your products out for free.
Exactly. And I think it's depressing. Like after putting in all that effort and stuff, you now come back and just dash people things. It has a mental, I don't know about other people, but it has some sort of mental negative feedback.
And it's actually a vicious cycle. The more free things you do, the more people want free stuff.
Exactly. You know, and there's this very amazing thing. Your first customer has this psychological impact on you. In summary, your time is your most valuable resource. You need to know how to say no, when to say no, why you should say no, and learn to attach value to your business until you can convert your talent into a service that people are willing to pay for. You're doing charity work, you're not doing a business.
We'd love to hear your opinions and questions.
Yeah, and your contributions as well. So you could tweet at us, you know, our social media handles at TheAfropreneur, and you could send us questions@TheAfropreneur.net. You could drop your comments down in the comment section below. If you have people you would love to see us interview or hear us interview, well, you know what to do. Drop a comment, send us messages on our social media.
And share with all your other networks of people and entrepreneurs.
Knowledge is best shared. Be liberal. Share for free. It's free. It's free.
Bye.
See you next week. You've got to save. You've got to save. You've got to save. You've got to save. You've got to save.